Amen. Praise God. As we read Psalm 136, one thing, one concept is very clear. And that concept is that whatever God does is successful, victorious, and eternal. Whatever man does without God is temporary, defeated, and is a failure. We read, ever since man was created, his aspirations. We see in the early days when men got together and built the Tower of Babel. Today, in the 21st century, when they try to build the Roman Empire with the symbol of the Tower of Babel. And we know what is happening right there. The euro has fallen. The Tower of Babel has fallen. And it will continue to fall until the Antichrist comes and establishes a temporary kingdom, which will also fall. We see Nebuchadnezzar, we see Darius, we see Alexander the Great, and we see Julius Caesar, and we see all the aspirations of man from the creation of the world, even the aspirations of Pharaoh. In this chapter is represented the majesty and the splendor and the power of Pharaoh and the kings of Canaan. Yet God had the last laugh. The Bible says God looked out from the clouds and saw Pharaoh and his host attacking his children. The Lord rained hailstones from heaven upon the Canaanites who came to fight against the children of Israel. And we see in Psalm 136 that God not only had the last word, but everything that God did was perfect, victorious, and eternal. Although God kept helping his children in so many ways to protect them on this earth, a time came for God to make his children understand that his will was more than making his children successful and victorious on this earth. His will was the eternal will of the Father, which was to restore the lost sons of Adam and bring them back into the likeness and image of God into which they were created. When man was created in the Garden of Eden, the Bible says, he was made two things, in the image and in the likeness of God. Not only did he look like God, he lived like God. Not only did man look like God, but he lived like God. But very soon, he lost the image of God and the likeness of God. So the only hope for man was that one who was in the image and likeness of God would come down to restore them back to the image of likeness of God. The angels were not worthy and the right beings to come down and save man, because man was not made in the image of angels, nor in the likeness of angels, but he was made in the image and likeness of the infinite, omniscient, and almighty God. The cherubims and the seraphims could not come down. The living creatures could not come down, because what is inferior to man cannot save man. What is inferior to something cannot save that something that is superior to the inferior thing. Man was superior to all living creatures. He was created on the sixth day, just before the Lord's day. And the Bible says, God breathed into him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. In other words, God's spirit merged with man's spirit, and man became an eternal being, is what that verse means. Man became eternal. Just like God was eternal and God is eternal, man became eternal. Man looked like God, acted like God, lived like God. And then there was a conversation in heaven after the fall of man. As God the Father was saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Jesus said, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Remember that in the Old Testament, there is no mention of the name Jesus. There is mention of the name Jehovah. There is mention of the name God, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, but there is no mention of the name Jesus. In the Old Testament, we can conclude that even though God was worshipped by the name Jehovah, he was not worshipped by the name of his son, Jesus Christ. In other words, in the Old Testament, they worshipped God, Jehovah, but there was no specific mention of worshipping Jesus, the Son of God, until the New Testament. Let us turn to Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 states, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Here we see Adam in the Garden of Eden before his fall. He was in the image and likeness of God, but he lost it. When Adam fell, there was no one in the universe that was in the image and likeness of God but Jesus Christ, who was in the form of God, being in the form of God. And he was the only hope for the redemption of mankind. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Even though his name was not worshipped in the Old Testament, Jesus Christ did not want to forcibly take upon himself, though he was in the form of God and he could have commanded all men to worship him even as they worship Jehovah God, he did not want to rob the worship of God, even as Lucifer tried to. But instead of asking the Father to tell everyone that he was God and that everyone should worship the Son of God, instead, Jesus Christ, instead of desiring that everyone worship him, even as they worship God the Father, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, the Word of God is said in Philippians 2:7, instead of demanding worship, because he was in the form of God, he, in contrary to demanding that people worship him, even as they worship Jehovah God, he made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being in fashion, found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should